Blog Talk Radio.
Take back control.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Rifleman Radio Show. The Rifleman Radio Show is sponsored by the Appleseed Project, which is the sole project of the Revolutionary War Veterans Association. I'm glad everybody tuned in tonight. Thank you very much. We're doing a show live tonight from the Dallas Expo Center, and I apologize for that that rough intro there. The music that you hear coming through there, I hope it was clear to you, because the music is from Poker Face. You can get them at pokerface.com. And the music on my side was coming in terrible. I mean, it was breaking up really bad, so I wasn't sure if that was coming through with you guys or not. But I got one person here who's telling me that the music sounded great. So I hope that was the case, but it was hard for me to even tell that the music had ended here. All right. Like I said, we're coming to you live from the Dallas Self-Reliance Expo. The Appleseed Project was given a table, and actually more than just a table. We got a whole big chunk of the building given to us by the folks here at the Self-Reliance Expo, so that we could put on an actual indoor shooting event, which we've been doing with the pellet guns. And we set up a mini Appleseed range, and we've been running the folks through that today. And it's been absolutely fantastic, the feedback we've got from the folks and from the other vendors. Everybody here has been really, really great. And I'm very, very, very pleased at the participation of the folks at the Appleseed table, their interest in it, and their interest in bettering their selves in all ways. And rifle marksmanship is one of the ways that they're trying to better themselves and their situations. And for everybody listening, let me just tell you that the Appleseed Project is the absolutely best fundamentals of rifle marksmanship program in the United States today. That's what we do. That's what we've worked really hard at in polishing our craft and our skills to bring the fundamentals of shooting to every single person that shows up at an Appleseed Rifle Marksmanship event. We're going to have quite a few folks that hopefully they're going to be calling in tonight. I've asked folks to call in here from the expo and just to say hi, and hopefully we'll end up doing a show with them later. But let's start off the evening with Jim. It's One Shot, One Hole from Colorado. Jim and his wife Kim are the folks that that put this package together, and I believe they already have done the Colorado and Salt Lake shows, but don't listen to me. Let me get Jim to tell you. Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, sir. It's great to be here with you. I can now put a face to the voice on the air. In fact, I'm looking at you right now, so if you look up, I'd wink. But
I didn't have any of the microphone gear, so I'm just coming. We're just going to have different folks calling in and just saying hi, introducing their folks to the show and stuff like that. Jim, give me your take on the day today, because like I said, Scott and Ron and the rest of the folks from the Self-Reliance Expo really did a great job on the expo, and then they did a bang-up job on giving us the space and all the help and stuff getting set up. So I really want to appreciate, I want to tell them that we appreciate them. I asked them to call in, but give me your take on the day's events.
Well, it's what have we got here? Somewhere around 70 booths. Right now I'm looking at a Humless generator. So a generator that you can charge as a battery pack that you can charge with solar and then have power, 110 power. Things like that, food supplies, those kind of things. It's really a great group of folks who come to these shows. And what's nice about it is they're very, very receptive, very happy to and willing to listen to our Appleseed message. They're already kind of that direction anyway, that they think things can be better. They think the country can be better. And they're, for the most part, people who actually do things. They don't just complain about stuff. They're out trying to find out how, if not how to buy things, how to become more self-sufficient, less reliant on other folks and on the government, those kind of things. And so it's a great
exactly.
group. Yep, great
yeah, exactly.
group to
I mean,
people
that's
to talk
folks
to.
That we're looking for.
Yep. And so it's a. I think it's a. It's gone very well today. We have a. Do have a pellet gun range. We have several pellet, five pellet guns, and we've got targets set up at 25 feet. And let's see who we've got there now. We've got a family of kids. I'm walking over to it. Looks like the youngest is about 4 years old. His sister, oh, she's already wearing an Appleseed shirt, so she's already shot here. About a 12-year-old girl and two other 12-year-old boys, and we've got three instructors kneeling down with them, helping them, making sure they're safe, certainly, but helping them shoot redcoats. And we've been doing that all day long. I don't have a guess, maybe 100 people for today. It's a little bit slow because it is a Friday, but it's a great thing introducing a number of people who've never shot before. People who I haven't touched my gun in 20 years. Well, why don't you lay down with us and shoot a little prone air gun? And to a person, they think, wow, that was great. And very, very receptive to the shooting portion of it. But more importantly, they're more receptive to our message about what our country is about. What we would trying to get in a direction they would hope it would go, whatever direction they think that is, just being willing to listen to that message that, yeah, there is hope that we can make a difference if we're fast. We don't have much time, but we can still make a difference in this country if we're diligent.
Right. And, you know, what you said was exactly right. The folks that are they're showing up here, they're not the average run-of-the-mill folks who are having problems or who are waving their hands over their head saying, woe is me. These are folks who have decided, they said, you know, something may happen. There may be a tornado. There may be a hurricane. Whatever the case may be. And what we're going to do is we're going to figure out ways to fix it. And these are just the exact same folks we need to help us fix the problems in the nation. Folks who are ready to get up and do something, not just talk about it, not just lament about the sad state of affairs here, but to take some kind of action and do something about it. So I'm really looking forward to the feedback from this. And you're right that today was a little bit of a slow day, being a regular work day on Friday. But I'm really glad, because if they would have hit us with full force today, it would have been rough. At least everybody has had a chance to get acclimatized to this, because there were many times today where it wasn't that slow, so I can only imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow. I think we had about 10 or 11 guys here at one point. Every single one of them had 2 to 3 people that they were shooting the stories to, and I imagine it's going to be a lot harder tomorrow, so they're really going to have their game on.
And what's different about this than other types of like gun shows or, you know, county fair kind of things that we've done, what's different is the folks at this expo will talk to you as long as you will talk with them. And so it's a little bit different spiel that you'd give. It's not a, you know, 1 minute talk about it. You can spend 15 minutes, 20 minutes talking to folks. And for the most part, they will stay and talk with you as long as you talk with them. It's very, very different than other things
definitely.
We traditionally do.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many hours I've spent, especially in the early days, before I knew any other better way to do it, but how many hours I spent in the parking lot at Walmart, at Sam's Club, at Academy, handing out flyers and shaking hands and talking to folks, and how many people, you know, they almost run from you. And I don't blame them. But here, like you said, they come straight up to the table. They want to know about it. They want to know about how they can get involved in this, or where they can go to events. You know, if we can provide some rifles for them to get started with, I mean, everything you can imagine, and they do it in a respectful manner, and they're just some really great folks, and not just the folks who are attending as guests and stuff, but the whole crowd here, or the vendors, have been absolutely fantastic, just as nice as they can be. Folks bringing over samples of the food to test or samples of the products and stuff like that. And we're going to have some of them calling in, too, hopefully in just a minute.
Yeah,
and,
I talked to the – she brought us – if it's the same person, brought us some dried corn. And who in the world would think dried corn would be worth eating? She had some dried strawberries, and that was okay. But she had dried broccoli, and it was pretty good. It was edible. But the dried corn, it's like, wow, that's like eating candy. So
I was
going to
say, that
was
just like candy.
She take those kernels and put it on like a round stick or something and sell it as like a dried corn cob or something. She didn't like that idea, but I was trying to help her. But yes, the vendors, thank you. The vendors here are great. They all treat us well. The people who run the show are just bend over backwards to facilitate whatever we are asking. They've gone out of their way to get us things that we have really no right to expect them to do for us. I was going to say, as far as the people who attend this show, I know your cast hand is in a cast, so you might not have experienced it, but half, two-thirds of them, half, when you're done talking to them, they'll shake your hand and say thanks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, thanks for what you're doing, whatever they have to say. Very, very receptive crowd. And that's very nice to see. It gives me hope that there are people out there who like our message, who understand our message, at least what we can explain in a few minutes, and are appreciative of that. Because what
right.
we do is essential, I think. If we're one of the few groups out there, I know we're not the only one, who are actively trying to make the country a better place. And when you can explain that to folks, it's very appreciated, and that just personally, it makes it easier to keep doing that, to keep going out and talking to people. If Appleseed's great fun, or I wouldn't do it anyway. I mean, I would do it, but it's not a job. It's enjoyable to do, but to have people actually thank you for what we're doing, for being here. Thanks for letting my kids shoot a pellet gun. They've never done that before. Things like that, but especially, well, thanks for being here and trying to make a difference in the country. It's nice to hear that. And sometimes as instructors, most shoots we hear that, but sometimes it's like, boy, we're putting in lots of hours. Are we making any difference? And I think we are, and the people here are appreciative of that.
Right. And I'm just happy to see a demonstration over here, and I almost lost my train of thought here, but the kids, the human today, really surprised me with a lot of them with their accuracy, and they did an absolutely fantastic job. I had one, I believe it was a 9-year-old girl that cleaned the red coat targets, another boy that just about cleaned them. I believe he was like 7, and they're doing a great job. The accuracy of the pellets, the pellet guns really surprised me too. And like you said, the overall attitude of the folks here is really positive attitude, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully a lot of the folks from today and from tomorrow showing up at the local events. And I'd like to I was hoping we could figure out some way to track this so that we'll see the number of folks in the self-reliance community, the number of these folks, how many of them are going to show up after we speak to them here.
That's right. And as you know, just like everything, other types of communication efforts, promotional efforts, is very difficult to track. But, yes, at the shoots we do in Colorado, we ask, you know, where did you hear about this? And how many heard about it from the Self-Reliance Expo? And we're getting people who have either been to the expos or who have heard about us on either blog, radios, or web interviews, those kind of things. Just today, for instance, my wife Kim was interviewed, and I don't know, I imagine some other instructors were, and there will be an article about this expo and us in particular in the Dallas Sunday paper. Tomorrow I'm doing an interview with Free Republic Radio, maybe. I don't quite remember, but we get, and I'm guessing you did too, people who want to interview us so they can spread our message on their venue, whether it's most of it's web-based radio, but there's a lot of folks who listen to that, hopefully. That's why you're doing this show, is because people listen to these kind of things. It's just not the people here we're able to reach through venues that are available to us because we're at this show, different interviews, different media that comes through, be it newspapers or radio stations, television stations, all of those have been through, and we get a chance to tell them our message. And once people hear the message, it's very positive. They're very receptive to that message. And so we get to reach lots of folks. Because we're here, we're reaching lots of folks who aren't even here, that will be reading the Dallas paper tomorrow morning and wondering, you know, what is that thing? And it's very, as you know, very difficult to track that kind of thing. But I think it's certainly in the long run, we'll have a very positive result. More people who hear the message and therefore more people who are wanting and finding an avenue now to make a change in the country, not just wishing that something would change, but actually being able to find a way to do that and come to an Appleseed and find out more information and get involved. So I think it's a great
very kind to us to give us the stage time today, and we got up there and the folks did the Jim did an intro. We had several of the folks, the instructors here, got up and did the three strikes story, and then some of the dangerous momentum. We had a really good event so far. Listen, Jim, I'm going to bring on some of the other folks that are calling
sure.
in right now.
Absolutely,
I've got Mr. Duffy's son, Mr. Duffy from Backwoods Home Magazine. I spoke to him earlier in the day, and I told him how much Appleseed appreciates what Backwoods Home Magazine has done to help us out, and mainly not just us, but help out the rest of their fellow citizens, their fellow Americans, with all the information and stuff they put out. And I invited him to come on the show. He said he would send his son, Sammy, instead. So, Sammy Duffy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you took the time to call in, because I wanted to thank you on the air for the stuff that you guys have done to help out Appleseed. You guys had you did some promotional work in your magazine. And some of the writers who write stuff for your magazine, Masad Ayoub and stuff like that, those folks have written stories about the Appleseed Project, and we've done a great job. You guys have done a great job on the magazine that you do, and then also on helping us up. And we want to say thanks for that.
Oh, thank you very much. We here at Backwoods Home Magazine fully support you guys. If you guys need anything else, just tell us, and we'll be glad to help you.
Great trash can back there.
Well, that's great. And listen, at the same time, I'm sure any of you guys who have read Backwoods Home Magazine, and they've been around,
I think.
They've been around forever, since they invented
it. In particular, by the point.
And,
that's funny.
And we'd like to make sure that you guys have, make sure that you guys are getting a subscription to the magazine, and
even the broccoli's pretty decent.
Getting a subscription to the magazine.
So I told her what she should do,
and supporting Backwoods Home Magazine, because we like to make sure that everybody who's up with us, that we support them back. How's your experience been at the show? At the show this so far, Sammy?
It's been pretty good. We had some hot streaks there where a bunch of people were over at the booth. Unfortunately, my dad went up to the room to go take a nap, so I was left there all alone. But besides that, it's been a little bit slow, but overall, it's been a good show.
Well, excellent. Listen, I was wondering if maybe I'm not going to hold you to it now because I know you guys I'm looking right over at your booth. I see you guys got a bunch of folks over there. But I wanted to ask if maybe you guys could to possibly set aside some time to come on the show at a future date and talk more about what you guys are doing at Backwoods Home.
I'd be glad to.
All right. Well, listen, anything Appleseed can do for Backwoods Home, you let us know, because we'll be glad to help you guys out too, all right?
Okay, and likewise. Thank you very much. Keep on
all
what
right,
you guys are doing. It's great.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow at the show too.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Sammy Duffy, who is Mr. Duffy from Backwoods Home Magazine. It's his son. Like I said, I talked to Mr. Duffy about coming on the radio show, and he said he tried that a bit several years ago, and he didn't really like being on the air, so we volunteered Sammy to come on and do it. And we certainly appreciate that. All right, we're going to have some more folks calling in at different times during the show tonight, because I've asked several of the folks to call in, some of the folks that are here at the expo, like Doc and Amy from the Doom and Bloom show. We asked them to call in and just say hi, and then some folks from Shelf Reliance, and then the Berkey guy, and the folks that are here doing the exhibit and doing the expo, and get them just to give us a quick 2 or 3 minutes on what they're going on, because, you know, I've told you guys many times before that and I know this isn't like complete Appleseed stuff, but at the same time, you know, it's a duty that you guys have, that we all have, to our, first of all, to ourselves, to make sure that we are prepared to weather some of it, you know, to be able to take care of ourselves and our family if there is some type of cessation of services, if there is a tornado or a hurricane or a flood or an ice storm or any of the hundreds or thousands of other things that nature can send down the pike or man can send down the pike, the things that the world uses to thin the herd, it's our duty to be able to survive these, not just for ourselves, but so that we can help to provide leadership and help in our communities. And by helping ourselves, helping our communities, we can help our nation to weather some of these events. The less stress there is on any of the local bodies, the less folks have to try and come and send a helicopter to rescue you from some flooded area that you should have gotten out of or that you shouldn't have tried to cross or to try and provide food for you because you didn't provide enough for yourself. The better you can take care of yourself, then the better you're taking care of your community. And I think it's very important for us to do this. And that's why we have different folks on here every so often. We'll have Jack Pierko from Survival Podcast. We'll have Aaron Frankel and his buddies from In the Rabbit Hole on. And we're doing this because this information is important. And what we're doing here at the expo is being part of that solution. We're talking to the folks here and letting them know
that in setting a goal of improving their rifle marksmanship and then attending an Appleseed event and meeting and exceeding that goal is an important part of their prep planning. There are times when you may need to use a rifle. It could be for making sure that you can put maybe a squirrel in the pot if you don't have a lot of food, or a rabbit, or a deer during hunting season, anything like that, so that you can help feed yourself. Or it could be in any. There are thousands of different scenarios that that could require you to have rifle marksmanship skills, and way too many for me to list. And not only that, but it's a part of your heritage. All right, we've got another gentleman here on the phone that was at the Appleseed shooting booth today. And what's your name, young man?
My name is Preston Douglas.
What is it? There you go.
My name is Preston Douglas.
All right, Preston. Yeah. Now, how did you do with the shooting today?
It was fun and awesome. I did great.
Okay. And how many of the targets did you hit?
I hit all of them.
No kidding. You cleaned the red coat?
Yep.
There you go. You going to come back and shoot tomorrow?
Yeah.
How many times have you shot before today?
Three or four.
Okay. How old are you, Preston?
I'm 11.
11? What about your buddy there? Did he shoot?
Yeah, he shot.
And how'd he do?
He did great.
Yeah, who are you guys here with?
I'm with Ron Douglas, and he's Daddy. He's with Debbie, his mom, so.
Okay. And then your father, Ron, works with Scott, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Ron Douglas and Scott Valencia are two of the guys that have put together the Self-Reliance Expo. And I'm hoping that your dad or that Scott will call in too. Maybe you can go and remind your dad in a minute to give me a call. And so let me thank him on the air. Well, listen, what was your favorite part about the shoot today?
Trying all the different positions and trying to hit the targets, I guess. So it's most fun.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you a lot, Preston. And like I said, if you see your dad, remind him to give me a call in real quick so that we can get him on the line too. Hand off the phone to some of your buddies here.
Okay.
Thank you, Preston. Yeah. All right, who do we have here?
I'm Kyla.
Okay. And you shot today at the over the Appleseed table, right?
Yes.
Had you ever shot before?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do today? How was your shooting?
Well, I did good. I have my other thing that I shot today. I shot twice today, and I did horribly this time.
when did you shoot the second time?
About 10 or 15 minutes ago.
Oh, where at?
Right there.
Oh, okay, but you did good the first time.
Yep.
Well, actually, sometimes set up balloons around the backyard and she shoots from the house with her BB gun.
I have a pellet gun that I practice with. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, you shot today too, right?
Oh, yeah. And we both got a free T-shirt. We no, that was a lot of fun.
Well, that is great. Are you guys going to be here tomorrow?
We plan on it.
Okay. Well, if you do spin back through the...
Of course I will. No, I really like the things that you guys are promoting.
Well, thanks. What about you? Where about you live? What state do you guys live in?
We live in Texas.
Okay. Somewhere around here?
We live in the Metroplex.
Okay. So
very south of the Metroplex, but still here.
But you can still probably show up over at the... 12 Peak Range, right? That's over by, you know where the Texas Motor Speedway is?
Yes.
it's right over there by that.
Oh,
the next section down.
That's more northwest of us, but yeah.
Okay, well, good. Well, we hope we'll see you guys there.
I know. Yeah, I want to promote you guys on my website. I really like what you guys support.
Well, thanks.
When it comes to the Constitution.
Are you one of the vendors here?
No, I'm not a vendor. I wish I had known about this before the actually started. I just found out about it a few days ago.
Okay.
And so if I'd known about it beforehand, I would have made myself more available to be a vendor. But I'm all about organics and self-sufficiency. My tagline is being productive every day to become more self-sufficient.
Right.
And part of that is I homeschool my daughter, and part of her homeschooling is actually setting up balloons around the yard for her to shoot. She's a freaking Annie Oakley.
Well, thank you. Well, thanks a lot. And look, we hope to see you guys tomorrow at the Appleseed.
I wouldn't miss it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, ma'am. All right, we've got the Berkey guy on the line. He's here too. Now listen, if you guys have been listening to Jack Spirko on the Survival Podcast, or if you've been listening to me on one of the episodes that I've done on self-reliance and prepping and stuff like that, then you've heard of this guy. Jeff the Berkey guy worked with the Berkey Water Systems. And I'm gonna let him give you his spiel real quick. I told him he didn't have to stay on long. If he just came on and said hi and gave you guys let you guys know what he's doing and stuff like that and put up the website, and then we can have him back on at a later time. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a million. I'm here at the Self Reliance Expo, as you know, with you guys and over here at our booth. So if there's a lot of background noise, I apologize. We do the Berkey water purification systems. We've kind of branched out. That was our bread and butter that we started out with about 6.5 years ago. And so we started with them, and we've branched out to other products like the Volcano Grill, which is a portable grill that you can use like a barbecue. We also do food storage and other products, but the Berkeys are really, really what we've been doing. We've known Jack, like you mentioned, Jack Spirko. We've known him for about 2 or 3 years. I met him quite a few times at the Self-Reliance Expos, and he's a good friend of ours and a really good help, and he has a great, great show, great audience, and we work with them. But we do the Berkey water filters, and they're pretty much, you know, I don't know how much the Appleseed folks yourself or they know, but I would say, you know, they're the preeminent water purification systems, gravity fed. Pour water in the top, and there's two elements in there, two black Berkey elements. And when you're there, I apologize for the background. I need to move away from some of the noise in the background, but when you pour the water in, it'll go through the filters, and then it goes and purifies it in the black Berkey elements, and the bottom chamber comes out with purified water. And you can, you know, add in lakes and streams and rivers. Whether you're hiking, hunting, fishing, there's different size systems for those needs in relation to people who are in the Appleseed Project. And I know a gentleman from Colorado, when we were at the Salt Lake City Expo, he came over to our booth and bought a Berkey. So I'm well aware of the great work you guys are doing and took part in your shooting expedition in Utah when we were at the last Self-Reliance Expo, which was in October of 2011.
Thank you. If people want to take a look at your products and get their deals from you, because you have the best deals from this, and I can tell you guys, I give you guys my word that Jeff, the Berkey guy, is the real deal. This isn't somebody that there's a question about. He's the real deal, and he's certified and trustworthy. And what's the website where they can get in contact with you, Jeff?
You got it. No, thanks for this opportunity. Our website is goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. and that'll take you to our main site, and you can see the Berkeys on there, and we'll, you know, we have the Berkeys front and center, and then we also have the other products that we offer that I mentioned at the beginning. And, but our like I said, our main focus is the Berkeys, and I mean we've had amazing results with them, and with not only people that customers that we have, but with our own personal use. I use them daily in my home. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and the water, the product is fantastic. Not only that, but, man, if you guys haven't seen a Berkey filtration system, I don't care if you have a $5 million home, this thing is going to look nice in there. It's a fantastic, I mean, it's a very aesthetically pleasing system, way beyond the fact that the water you drink out of it is gonna be a purified source of water. So, I mean, it's a really great system.
And,
well, listen.
And, go ahead.
No. You go ahead.
No, I'm just thankful. I mean, keep doing what you're doing with the Appleseed Project. I thought about you guys about a year or two ago, or at the Self Reliance Expo. I don't remember which one it was. I know I saw you guys in Utah last year, but you guys got a great little thing you got going on there, and just keep doing it. And thanks for having us on the radio. Anywho, yeah, what part of the expo are you guys broadcasting from?
I'm actually sitting over here in a corner, in a dingy corner over here, because it was the only place I could find a plug. Because there was another plug that was maybe about 20 feet from our table, but it was dead in the middle of the walkway. And I said, I don't think anybody's going to like it if I put a chair right in the middle of the walkway and just sit there. So I'm over here in the corner of the thing over here by the plug-in doing it. Listen, how about if when we run another show about on this subject, if you guys wouldn't mind coming back on the show and talking to us again?
I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, and just feel free to email me or go ahead and have Kirk. I know Kirk. He was the one that came up to our booth here and asked me to be on the show. Feel free to have him get in touch with me, no problem, and I'll be on again.
Okay.
I would love to. Love to talk as long as possible, 30 minutes, an hour. That'd be great.
Okay. That's fantastic. All right, Jeff, thanks again, we'll look forward to seeing you on a show in the near future.
Yeah, if you come out to the South Florida Expo here, we got all day tomorrow on Saturday here in Dallas, Dallas Mesquite area. So thanks, you guys. Take care.
Okay. Take care, brother. All right. We've got, it says John, but is this Ron?
This is Ron.
It says John, the expo promoter.
Ron.
The 303 number? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. And is this John?
This is Ron.
Okay.
It's
that's
Ron.
What I thought. Okay. All right. Somebody put John in here. I'm not sure that I met him. Well, this is Ron Douglas. He's the expo promoter with he and Scott Valencia have put together the Self-Reliance Expo here. And Ron, I wanted to thank you so much for all of the help that you guys have given to Appleseed, the space you made available to us, and I really appreciate it.
You bet. I mean, we're grateful to have you guys here. What you guys are all about is what we're all about. So we're excited to have you guys here and have you at the expo, you know, teaching everybody what you're teaching. So.
Right, and I'm not going to say anything about what's going on, but I can tell you right now that that Ron and Scott are doing a lot more than just putting on expos and stuff like that. They have really shown, at least to me, that they have a great understanding about what's going on in the nation right now, and also a great respect and a lot of care about their fellow citizens and. They're working on a project now. Like I said, I'm not going to say anything about it, but they're working on a project now. It's a really great project, and I hope that very soon it'll be
something I can talk to you guys about because it's very exciting. Now, the show here, you guys have the show here in Dallas today and tomorrow, and then you're going to pack it up, go back on the road. Where's your next stop at?
Next stop will be in Colorado Springs in May.
Okay, Colorado Springs. And there's one more after that, right?
Yeah, well, we got two more after that. We got Puyallup, Washington, which is just outside of Seattle. We'll do that one probably in August. And we're looking at October for Mesa, Arizona.
Okay. And that's this year. And what do you think about how does it look? Have you guys done any pre-planning for 2013?
No, we're still in the first quarter here. So we've got pretty much planned out for the year, but we haven't looked at 2013 yet.
Okay, because I just want to make sure that you guys are actually, like, setting some dates for 2013 and you're not, like, buying into the Mayan calendar thing and just shutting everything off at the end of the year this year.
Yeah, show's over. Everybody go home now.
Don't worry. Right now you don't have to do your 12-month prep anymore because really you only have to do about 10 months now.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're not buying into any of that. So, yeah, we'll be here coming back stronger than ever in 2013.
All right. And do you have any other anything else that you wanted to mention to folks about this? Now, there is a Self-Reliance Expo website. And I know for right now it goes to the Dallas-Fort Worth show that we're doing now. But is there another website where they can get a hold of you, where they can see what you're doing or what's going on?
Well, SelfRelianceExpo.com, if you go there, it basically has all the information. You can connect to our Facebook page. We got a lot of followers there that watch us and ask questions. You can post up. I respond to most of those questions, so feel free to post up there. We also have contact form on the website. The website, SelfRelianceExpo.com, talks about all our expos that we have booked this year. It talks about our presenters that we're having at this expo. It talks about all that stuff, so... Yeah, we got a whole lot of information on there. I'm talking about all our exhibitors and who's here. So, yeah, it's a great thing. And, of course, tomorrow we've got, the big thing that everybody's excited about is a free breakfast tomorrow morning. So, from the first hour in the morning, everybody's getting a free breakfast. So,
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah,
I'm one of the excited people now.
Yeah, InterHealth Botanicals, they're serving up pancakes, oatmeal, some of their green drinks that they have, and it's going to be great. So,
wow. Well, like I was saying earlier, Ron and Scott have put together a great show here, and I'm telling you, there is something here for everybody. And you don't have to be somebody that is saying, okay, I'm a hardcore self-reliance person. It doesn't have to be that. You can come here just to get the peripheral things. Or I call them like gateway products, like the gateway drugs. You get hooked on some fire starters or some long-term food and stuff like that, and the next thing you're doing, you're going to be buying some water filtration systems and other stuff like that. So
I'm here watching a family right now load up and leave. I mean, the expo's about done for the evening, and here's a family. He's got three kids and one in a little baby carriage, and he just folded it up and he's heading out. I mean, it's a family event. It's not, it's not a fear-based event or doom and gloom type of expo. It's definitely all about education and getting people more prepared.
Okay. And then just not only do you guys do the Self-Reliance Expo, but you guys have also branched out into other forms of, like you guys now have, a media.
PRN.
Media network you're working with. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we formed Redshed Media Group, and underneath that is Preparedness Radio Network, PRN, the Self-Reliance Expo, the National Self-Reliance Organization. We also own all the IP now to Dr. Prepper, and so all his books, Making the Best of Basics, we own the rights to that. And so we're revamping that and updating a lot of that book, and we'll be relaunching that here shortly. But it's crazy how much this has grown in the last 6 months.
Yeah, and I've been telling the guys, the Appleseed folks, for the last couple of years, I said that
the self-reliance community, the prepping community, is really starting to go mainstream. And in one way, I'm glad, because that means the more people that learn about how to take care of themselves, the better off we are. The other way is that it makes me upset, because if this many people see that this nation is in the state it's in, and that they can see the trouble heading at them like a freight train, then it's no longer just me thinking they're the problem. I think everybody's seeing it, and everybody's thinking, you know what, we better make sure we can take care of ourselves, and not just for economic or anything like that, but let's take care of ourselves in any eventuality.
Absolutely. So, you know, and it's great. You know, it's great having all the people here and watching people, you know, everybody from beginners to, you know, well-experienced, you know, people, you know, thanking us and having a great time. So.
All right. Well, listen, Ron, I want to thank you again for all of the help that you guys have extended to the Appleseed Project. And this is the first one, because Jim has been with you guys on the last three places, and I guess he's heading on with you guys to the next two places. But let me thank you in advance for everything that you guys are going to keep doing, because you guys are really a blessing to the program.
Thank you. I really appreciate your support.
All right. Well, listen, I told you I would only keep you for a couple of minutes, and I know I've already held you way over that. But thank you for giving me the time, because I know you're really busy. Everybody's tugging on your sleeve today. But thanks for calling in and letting me thank you on the air, Ron.
Not a problem. Hey, thank you. Take care, Scott.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Ron Douglas. He and Scott Valencia are the two gentlemen behind the Self-Reliance Expo. And also Redshed Media, and who knows how many other projects they got going, and once again we want to thank them for giving Appleseed a huge space here in the expo, and then and basically getting all the rest of the stuff that we needed. They bought the material for the shooting range. They had their workers come in and put it up this morning. And like I said, they couldn't have been more helpful, more gracious to Appleseed. And they're just great folks to work with. And from the amount, I haven't spent a great deal of time speaking with them, only a few minutes with each one, really. And then we had a meeting last night with Ron and Scott. But I got to tell you, I feel like they're squared away folks, and folks you could probably ride the river with. All right, we've got Heather is one of the other folks here at the expo, and she's with Self Reliance. And Heather, welcome to the show. Okay, hold on just a second, Heather. Okay, try it now. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Hi.
I've got a little bit of delay on the switchboard. Well, tell us about, I spoke with you a little bit earlier about what you guys are doing and the products that you're selling, and you were so nice. You brought over a big tray of some of the product that you guys are selling and brought it to us. And I think Jim was talking about that a little bit earlier, because you gave me a sample and I ate some of the corn, which is the first thing I ate, which pretty much ruined me, because anything I ate after that just wasn't up to it just didn't taste as good as the corn. But you guys do a lot more than that. Give the folks a little bit of a rundown of what the Self-Reliance group is doing here at the Expo.
Chef's Reliance started about 6 years ago with building shelves to store your food storage, and then they started trying to buy food storage for their shelves, and they decided the food's just not at the par. So they created their own food line. So it's food that they will actually feed their own family, so there's nothing negative about it. It's all healthy for you. You're not loading your kids with a bunch of sugar or whatnot. And we also have the emergency preparedness gear or your camping gear, however you want to look at it. So we do home parties. So you can either go to our website and order, or we can do a home party.
Well, you're also, now you're sharing the same, or you're in the same space, and I might still be a little bit confused about your connection to Self-Reliance. Is that
Self-Reliance is the name of our company. Thrive is our food line.
Okay. All right, I've got you now. And listen, for you guys who have not, in a minute, we'll get Heather to give the websites out so you guys can go. Matter of fact, if you can do that now, Heather, if folks are sitting at their computers, then they can go and take a look at the products while we're talking about them.
Okay, my website is easymeal, the number 4, the letter U, shelfreliance.com.
Okay. And because I would like to for them to see the product that you guys are offering. Like I said, I tried the food out today, and it tastes great. And what is the, like the food that you, the samples that you gave me today, those all come vacuum sealed in a can, they're freeze-dried. What is the expected shelf life of those products?
Unopened, our food is good up to 30 years, depending on the item. Open, they are good up to 18 months, depending on the item. And it's
wow.
All that information is on the label, so you don't have to guess at it.
Right, and the food I tried today was all dry, and it's the freeze-dried stuff, the freeze-dried stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then, but you can put the moisture content back in by putting water back into that food, right?
Yes, and you have the same nutrients as you would as picking it off the vine.
That's perfect. And like I said, I tried the food, and I'm telling you, it was some really, really good food. The corn was fantastic. Matter of fact, I'd be afraid to get too much of that because it was like eating candy. And, I mean, it was absolutely delicious. Now, one of the other products that you guys have there is the storage systems for those canned goods. And one of the things I think is so fantastic about this is, say you guys at home, you want to store a large amount of food. But when you do, here's a problem, is that you have to make sure that you're eating your food, that you're still eating your food in the method which is first in, first out. And that means that the food that you bought a month ago, you want to eat it before the food you bought this week. Or the food you bought a year ago, you want to eat it before the food you eat this week. So you got to make sure that you're eating it in the right order so that your food doesn't get cockeyed. And you don't have some of the cans that aren't long-term food storage, you don't have them going too long. And the way you can do this is they've got these shelving systems now that you can buy. And whenever you buy a can, you put it in the top, and it rolls down and it stacks up so that the newest can you bought is the last in the list. The oldest can that you put in there is the first in the list. And this is an absolutely fantastic fantastic system, and I'm planning on getting some of these pretty much immediately. Are those at the shelving systems at the same website, Heather?
Yes. They sure
okay.
are.
Now, you, when we were speaking earlier, I wasn't sure if this was like part of your of the Shelf Reliance stuff that you're working with, or you said that there were other products that you're selling besides the food and the shelving system. There are other products that you guys are selling with Shelf Reliance. Is that
yes,
right?
Sir, we also have your emergency preparedness gear, your tent, your 72-hour kit. I consider it your camping gear and hunting gear, things that you're going to use when you're not at home out in the woods.
Okay.
That's all on that same website.
Okay, and these are all at the website that you gave us a little bit earlier. I'm going to take a look at these. There's a there's a chat that, okay, he got it here. He's got it, www.easymealforyou.shelfreliance.com/easymealforyou.
Yes.
That's it?
Yes, that's
it. All right. Well, good. He got it. He put it into the chat, so it's in the archives, too, now. Is there anything, any other products that you guys are selling or anything that you'd like to get on the air while you're while we got you on the phone here? And like I said, I know I also told you, well, I told your buddies, I said I only need her for a couple of minutes, and I know I've already held you on way past that. Is there anything that you wanted to get out to the folks before we let you go?
And I have something that I can really think of right off the top of my head.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us the time, Heather. I really appreciate it. And we'll be seeing you again tomorrow here. And all you guys that are looking for the product, we've got the website listed in the chat for you, and it's also here in the archives. So, and I'll also be putting it out on the as a post on the forum. I'll put out a post for all the folks that I talk to here, so that you guys can look at them, and then I'll talk to you again next week about this too. Heather, thank you so much for what you guys are doing. Thanks for taking the time to call in tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now I'm going to bring Jim back on. Jim?
Hi there.
Okay, good. I got you back on.
Good. What I wanted to mention was, listening to all these vendors, they really are that nice, and they really do care about their products, and they it's a great fun group of people who really care about they're certainly in this to make money, but they're in this particular business, the self-reliant stuff, because they care about people, and just a great group of vendors, and they to a person that I've talked to, they think Appleseed is great and belongs in this community, is another necessary component, not only the marksmanship portion of it, because shooting is a good thing to know, but just the message of hope, if you will, that, you know, maybe we can make a difference in this country, and these people are people who care about folks, and they do stuff about it. They're certainly here to make money, and this is capitalism. That's a great thing, but it's a love also of what they do, and I think just listening to them talk with you, that comes across. They're very genuine, really good people, and it's a pleasure and an honor, privilege, to be here with them all.
Oh yeah, like what Jim just said, they really are nice folks. They're not put on any show. They've been nice even when they weren't on the radio. So they're all nice guys. They're great folks, and they're are tons of products here that listen, if something happens, if you've got a cessation of power for any reason, if there's an earthquake and the bridges over the Mississippi go down, if I don't care what it is, they've got, I'm sitting right here looking at the solar-powered oven booth, and this is a way for folks, you can cook food here just with the sun. You don't need any wood, you don't gas, electricity, nothing like that. It looks kind of space-agey, but it works. I mean, I watched their presentations today. I watched them doing the cooking, and there's several of the folks here at the location. They're doing they have alternative methods for cooking. They have alternative methods for you to have power. If you run out of power, or there are alternative methods for folks to buy food, there is different folks here that are selling different types of firearms. There is a knife maker here that I thought that their presentation was absolutely fantastic, because what they did is they've set up they have their knives for display and stuff, but then they've set up this huge obstacle course, and they were giving folks the folks here a chance to participate in their stuff. What they did is they gave them this
really fantastic, almost like a, it wasn't like a Bowie knife, but kind of like that. They were giving them this knife, and they had a timed period to go through this course where they had to chop a 2x4 in half. They had to chop a tennis ball in half, chop a golf ball in half, chop a piece of paper in half, chop a piece of rope that's like an inch thick in half, chop a piece of rope that's like 3 inches in half, and listen, this knife, it wasn't, you weren't sitting there hacking at the 3-inch thick piece of rope. The guys were snipping it off in one piece like the samurais. So the presentation was actually pretty fantastic, and there are several of the heirloom seed folks here, so that you can buy seeds that, and I'm sure that most of you know this, but maybe some of you don't, is that you go to a seed store today, you buy a packet of seeds, you plant those seeds in the ground, and you raise up the product with it, and then that the item that you've grown, whether it is a tomato or a cucumber or whatever, those seeds that you get from that aren't going to produce that plant. If you try to harvest those seeds and plant them again, you're not going to get the plant that you planted. All right, those are hybridized seeds. They're going to revert back to something else on the next generation. So if you want to make sure that you can plant some seeds and that the seeds you get from those will be valid seeds, that they'll grow, and that you'll get the same plant the next time you plant those seeds that you've harvested from the fruits that you've grown, then you have to use heirloom seeds. You have to use seeds from the original genetic strain of plants before they were hybridized. And there are several other folks here that are selling the heirloom seeds and then methods of storage for food, storage for water, storage for clothes, you name it. I mean, there is something here for everybody. And the best thing about it is there's a huge table just over to my right. It's about, I don't know. It's got to be about 80 foot long and 30 feet wide. The biggest one here just about that is for apple seed. All right? The folks here at the Self Reliance Expo have given us a huge space because they believe in what we're doing, and they want to help push it. And they think it's important just like we do. So so I can't say enough good things about this. I mean, I'm sure you guys know that I've been pushing this for a while, and I think it's very important. So, all right, let's see. Earlier, Sleepy Salsa called in and had some questions, and I don't even know if they're still here. I don't see that name on the list. But Sleepy Salsa, if you wanted to call back in, if you had a question you wanted to ask, we'd be glad to take your call. And then if anybody else has, if anyone has any questions that you would like to ask about the show, about the Self-Reliance Expo, or if you want to thank any of your local crews or anything like that, you're more than welcome to call in. We'll take your calls. And Jim, I know you're still listening. You got something that you wanted to jump in here with?
I got in trouble.
Okay, I've got your mic muted, Jim, because I know that right, you're also kind of still working here at the show. If you want to, anytime you want to get back on, just sing out, and we'll put you back on. The problem with the noise level here is it was pretty intense until about 15 or 20 minutes ago. It started to drop down now, but it was really intense. And we did the folks did a great job today. They gave us a full 2 hours on the stage. We didn't use all of it because no different than an Appleseed. When you get folks to sit down in a chair, if you can get them to stay in that chair for 1 hour, you've done a pretty dang good job. And that's what we did today. Jim and I were getting close to the end, and we were talking about it. We said, man, they've been here for like an hour and 10 minutes. I think if we tried to keep them any longer, they would bolt for it. So let's go ahead and we'll twist it up here, and we did. And I think the folks that listened to the presentation got a good earful of it, and even the folks that weren't in the audience right there, they still got a pretty good earful of it because I gave Jim the microphone. We had the amps turned up pretty high, so most of the convention center I think could hear what we were saying at times, which is good. And if any of the rest of you guys want to call in and say thanks to any of your local crews, then we'll be glad to take those calls. If any of you guys have any products or services that you would like for us to mention on the radio show, we'll be glad to do that too. Like I said, Appleseed isn't just one thing. Appleseed's a lot of things. And in addition to teaching the absolute best fundamentals of rifle marksmanship program in the United States today, it's also about making sure that we help each other, that we help the rest of our family members, and we want to do that. So if you have a product or a service that you want us to mention on the show, we'll be glad to do so. And once again, we're on Blog Talk. We're not taking any money for this. So, okay. And hey, we're not taking any money for this, so don't think we're not you're not getting your cut or anything. We're just doing this as a free service to the rest of our guys. Okay. Let's see what else we have. Let me see if anybody is calling in. All right. Well, listen, guys, I'll tell you what. I have just about worn out the information here for the Dallas Self Reliance Expo tonight. I'll take some more notes and I'll post some notes and stuff that I get in the Appleseed Radio Show thread, and I'll try and make sure I get plenty of the links and stuff like that for you to information for the vendors that called in tonight, and then any of the rest of the folks that seem like they're that they are equally pushing Appleseed, because the guys that I talked to tonight, or that you listen to tonight, these are folks that they're not just coming on the radio show so that I can push their stuff. They also talk to other folks about Appleseed. And I've talked to several of the folks here at the show here today who said, yeah, I heard about Appleseed from so-and-so, one of the other vendors. Heard about Appleseed from this person, one of the other vendors. So we're not just pushing stuff for them and getting nothing in return. They're also talking about Appleseed to all of their folks, which is that's the way we get this done. We help them, they help us, we all move forward together. Okay, so, well, if nobody else wants to call in and tell anybody else hey or thanks, I'm going to go ahead and close the show early tonight because we're getting ready to strike all the gear and all the equipment and put it away and then have a meeting. So I want to tell you guys thanks for joining me tonight. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again. The next show will be next Thursday, the regular time, 7 p.m. Central Time on Thursday night. And we'll see you then. I'll put a link to next week's episode in the Appleseed Radio Show thread on the forum. All right? So, guys, once again, thanks a million, and we'll see you next Thursday, 7 p.m. Central. Good night.